This is Wednesday, September 21, 2016, sunrise at 6:29 a.m., sunset at 6:40 p.m. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News, 2 hours of passionate, divided public debate on Monday, followed by another hour of spirited commentary by school committee members over the prospect of raising a statewide charter school cap, eventually ended in the Salem School Committee pledging its support for charter schools by a slim margin. Even then, there was disagreement on the outcome of the votes that evening. A conference Tuesday with an attorney over city rules clarified that the committee only passed one of the two resolutions proposed on that contentious issue, one submitted by Mayor Kim Driscoll that preached support for charter school collaboration, but also called for a review of how they're funded and how that affects city budgets. The Salem School Committee voted Monday night on two separate resolutions on the charter debate. The first, offered by School Committee Vice President Brendan Walsh, was an opportunity for the board to formally oppose the ballot question, question two. The second was Driscoll's, which was submitted in response to Walsh's proposal. At first, it was thought both resolutions passed, according to Dustin Luca. With 7 members voting, Walsh's resolution had 3 supporters, 2 opponents, and 2 who merely voted present, leaving his proposal with an apparent majority of 3-2. Driscoll's resolution later passed in a 4-3 vote, but after review, it was determined that Walsh's resolution needed a full majority of all available members, not just those taking a yay or nay position, in order to pass. As a result, that vote fell 1 short and failed. The state is adding several additional local communities as possibilities for a new Registry of Motor Vehicles office. Bill Newell has more.
The search for a Registry of Motor Vehicles location on the North Shore is widening. In a story in today's edition of the Salem News, Paul Layton writes, "The Massachusetts Department of Transportation has issued a second request for proposals that now include Lynn, Linfield, Wakefield, and Middleton, as well as Peabody, Beverly, Danvers, and Topsfield as potential homes for a new RMV branch. A previous request set out in June limited possible sites to the latter 4 communities. The state turned down the only 2 offers it received, one in Peabody and one in Beverly. An RMV branch did close down at the Liberty Tree Mall in June. The new RFP reduces the requirement for nearby parking spaces from 300 to 200 and for handicap accessible parking spaces from 12 to 6. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
Alrighty, thank you, Bill. Thomas Grillo writes in itemlive.com that Jay Connolly admits he's somewhat of a stranger to Lynn, but the vice president of Beverly-based Connolly Brothers, Inc., registered for Tuesday's city development tour of Lynn to find new opportunities. More than 100 investors, developers, lenders, brokers, and contractors like Connolly boarded 3 buses for a glimpse at the city's development opportunities. Hosted by the Economic Development and Industrial Corporation of Lynn, EDIC, Mass Development, the state's economic development agency, U.S. Representative Seth Moulton, and the Lynn Economic Advancement and Development team, the tour showcased acres of waterfront land and more than a dozen underdeveloped properties in the downtown. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester's treasurer and chief financial officer says he has not received any estimates for the cost of what now loom as 3 investigations or audits of 2 senior officers and the Gloucester Police Department as a whole. But John Dunn said Tuesday, there is always funding set aside for the contingency that any such audit becomes necessary during the course of a given fiscal year. And he said any such money could cover the probes commissioned by Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken into the paid administrative leave case of Police Chief Leonard Campanello and the cases of Detective Sergeant Sean Connors, as well as an audit of the entire department. Dunn reiterated that he has not been given any financial figures regarding the probes or whether any costs would be covered through the Office of the City's General Counsel, Chip Payson. Both he and assistant purchasing agency, agent, Stacy Capone, referred any other comment regarding the cases to the mayor's office. The Gloucester Times, according to Ray Lamont, last Thursday filed under the state's public records laws seeking copies of documents showing the chief's request for personal leave, which he received as paid vacation time before being put on administrative leave, and the mayor's response. The Times also requested copies of the letters delivered to both Campanello and Connors, notifying them of their forced leave orders on September 13 and September 8, respectively. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.